Hello, everyone out there. This is Peter Harris from Commercial Property Advisors, author of the book, Commercial Real Estate Investing for Dummies, and coach and mentor to many commercial real estate investors all across this great nation of ours. The title and subject of today's podcast is
REIT for Beginners or Real Estate Investment Trust for Beginners. I'm going to break down for you what a REIT is, when to use it, how is it used. I'll go through all the steps with you. I'll give you the pros and cons. And lastly, I am going to compare a REIT investment versus a formal real estate, commercial real estate investment, so that you can see which one is best for you. Let's get started. I'm going to start with the what. What is a real estate investment trust or a REIT? These are companies that buy, finance, and manage income producing real estate. It can be a property of any type, like an apartment building, self-storage facilities, office buildings, shopping centers, all different types. Secondly, the REITs, just so you know, are modeled after mutual funds. So basically, when you invest in a REIT, the REITs basically pull money from other people so they can buy various properties, like a mutual fund. They buy various companies and they pull all that to one investment and create one real estate fund, so to speak. So I want you to think of a REIT like buying a stock or getting shares of a real estate portfolio. Now, three things to notice here. Number one is a REIT can be publicly traded on the stock market, or it can be a private REIT where it's not registered with the government. Number two, 90% of all cash flow by law of a REIT must be redistributed to the investors. That's a law. That's the IRS code. And number three is just an easy way for you to jump into commercial real estate without owning the actual property. So next, what I want to do is break down for you the process of how a REIT works. Let's do that next. Here's how REITs work. I'm going to explain to you in five simple steps. Step number one is the investors, that's you, you buy the REIT shares. Step number two is once the money goes into the REITs can now buy properties. Step three is once they buy the property, the REITs will collect the income. And step four is the REITs will pay distributions to the investors. Step five is the REITs sell the properties, a liquidity event, and then that's the end of the REIT. There is no set time period for a REIT to end, but this is the end of the REIT. So that's how it works. It's much like in buying, investing in a stock. So next, what I want to do is go over with you, what are the pros and cons? What are the plus and minuses? What are the advantages and disadvantages of REITs? Before I go into the pros and cons of investing in REITs, I need to give you a little bit of context. Here's the context. This is known as the 75-75-90 rule that all REITs are under per the IRS. So the first rule is that a REITs must invest 75% of all assets in real estate, cash, or U.S. treasuries. That's rule number one. Rule number two, REITs must derive 75% of his gross income from rents, from interest on the mortgage, if it's a mortgage REIT, or when they sell the property. And rule number three is REITs must pay a minimum of 90% of their taxable income in the form of a shareholder dividend. So that's the 75-75-90 rule that all REITs have to be under. And this will make a lot more sense now when I get into next the advantages and disadvantages of you investing in REITs. I'm going to share with you now the reasons why you should consider investing in REITs, and also I'll share with you the other side, the potential downsides to watch out for and to consider. So number one, let's go over the reasons to invest in REITs. Number one is to get monthly or quarterly passive income. So REITs pay a dividend. Every period they pay a dividend and it's passive. There's nothing for you to do other than write a check and then wait for the check. So there's passive as all you can be. And remember, as I said a few minutes ago, a REIT is a great way to get started in commercial real estate without owning the property. And again, there's pros and cons to that. Number two, REITs are more liquid than buying a property. Let me explain. Since a REIT is like a stock, when you invest in it, if you want your money back, you just go online into your REIT account and you ask for the money back. It's that simple. When you buy a property, you can't do that because you're putting in a down payment. In order to get your money out, you're going to have to refinance. You're going to have to sell it. So it's not as easy as a couple of pen strokes on the computer. The third reason is it's a great way to diversify your investment portfolio. Do a little bit of stocks here, a little REITs here, investment in actual real estate here. So it's a great way to diversify your investment portfolio. And number four, at times, REITs can produce some really attractive returns for the passive investor. Now, to see what type of returns are out there, it changes quite a bit because there are so many different types of REITs. The place I like to go to just to check on what the big guys are doing and get a general trend of the market for REITs is I will go to REIT.com. If you go to REIT.com, it's a lot of material. All the major REITs, the players are there, and you can see what the performance has been over the last 10 years. So check it out if you're interested. Next, what I want to do is go over the downside to investing in REITs. Number one, the first downside is you're subject to stock market volatility and fluctuations. Remember, you're buying a stock. So if the CEO of the stock does something stupid, guess what's going to happen to the value of your stock? It's going to go down. So you're subject to that. The second downside is you're also impacted by interest rates. All of us here, when we invest in something today, we're paying this much higher interest rates as we were 3 years ago. That means our returns on investments are lower than they were 2 or 3 years ago. Same thing with the REITs. So the REITs are also impacted by the interest rate. So when interest rates were lower, they could pay more. Now they're higher, they pay less. And they're also subject to inflation, like the rest of us. So property taxes have gone up, insurance has gone up, utility has gone up, labor has gone up, which impacts our holdings, their holdings. Everyone gets impacted by what's going on in this country. And REITs, they're not forgiven because of this, because of REITs. And number three, this is a big one for me, are taxes, income taxes, so to speak. So when you invest in a REIT and you get paid a dividend, it's treated as ordinary income. That means you pay taxes on it. Even if you put the money back into the investment and let it grow, whatever you're paid, you're taxed on it as normal income, like getting a job income or any type of stock income is treated like the IRS would treat any other income. So it's different than buying a property where you can write off the income. Here, you can't really write it off. Now, one way around paying taxes on every dividend you get is to invest it into a 401k, IRA, or maybe a 403b. Okay, that way, talk to your tax advisor. That can be a way for you to avoid or defer paying taxes on your dividends from your REIT. The fourth one is paying high fees because of property management of the asset or the transactional cost of getting into a REIT. The brokers or the REIT guys have to make money, so they charge fees. That's how they make their money. So the property management fees and transaction fees could be high. So you really have to pay attention to that. So those are the pluses and the minuses of REITs. Which one is for you? So now what I want to do next is I just want to do a quick comparison of if you put your money into a REIT or if you put your money into real estate, just a quick couple points of what the advantages of each are. All right, we're going to wrap up. I'm going to compare for you a REIT investment versus an apartment investment. Let's get started. So here you are investing in a REIT. You can invest as little as $1,000 or $5,000 just to get started. So just register online and you deposit your money and you're off and running. Okay, it's that simple. With buying a commercial property, for example, I'm going to use a 12-unit apartment building, you need 25% unless you're going to do some form of creative financing. So requires a lot more money than this. And then number two, for the invest in a REIT, there's no credit check. So in some of the more advanced REITs or more restrictive ones, they may check your amount of your income and your net worth, but for the most part, there's no credit check for the REIT. Of course, when you buy a commercial property, the lender is going to check your credit, your net worth, and also qualify the property. Now, for these two, I know this is a separate topic. These two are required when you buy a property, unless you do some form of creative financing, which we really enjoy in our company. So these two are a bit different when you do something creative, which we love to do. Number three, for a REIT, there's no management duties. So you won't be managing and making any phone calls, attending any meetings or anything like that. You have no responsibilities, no duties other than to yourself. When you purchase a property, of course, you will have to manage the property manager, something we teach our students to do. Number four, for an investor REIT, there are really no tax benefits. So once you get paid, you get to pay taxes. There's no write-offs, so to speak. And when you buy a property for yourself, there's huge tax benefits. Also, there's one other huge benefit that you don't get on the REIT side is we can do a cost segregation, which is writing off. If you have a 44-unit apartment building, you can write off 44 stoves, 44 refrigerators, 44 sets of drapes. You can write off all of it, even if it came with the building. You didn't purchase it. You purchased the building and it came with it. Huge tax write-offs. Huge tax write-offs, okay, for a cost seg. So you can get none of that on the REIT side. Next is an exit strategy, okay? So how do you get your money out of the REIT? Well, two ways. You can wait until the REIT ends and then they sell their properties, or you can just go online and get your money out and then zero out your balance. So you have two extra strategies. With an apartment building, we have different extra strategies. So we can sell the property, take the money, pay the taxes, or we could do a cash out refi, pull the money out, pull your down payment out, your renovation costs out, keep the property, but you have your money out, or we can do a 1031 exchange. It's a great way to sell your property and defer any capital gains that you have in a very brilliant way. And there's more. So you have multiple extra strategies here. Which is riskier, a REIT or buying your own property? Different ways that REITs can fail, just like any other property. What if the interest rates go through the roof and they can't refinance the property and they default? That can happen to a REIT. The interest rates and inflation has cause a lot of office REITs, REITs that focus on office buildings, to not perform very well. And bank failures as well has caused REITs to not perform, if not fail. So REITs can fail. So which has more risk, the REIT or if you were to buy your property? I say there's more risk on this side because you're at risk personally. So on the smaller properties, on the commercial properties where you're signing in a loan yourself, personally guaranteeing a loan, if you default, they're coming after you. So the solution to that is to get a non-recourse loan where you're not personally guaranteeing a loan. That's available for commercial property. That's what I recommend you do. But there's a lot more personal risk on this side because you're operating the property, you're meeting the management, you're visiting the property, you're handing in taxes, you're doing everything. So there's a lot more risk of that. But which has more potential? Which has more reward? So it can be argued that the risk reward is the favors on this side because the risk is much lower. You know, they can't come after you personally. But the potential here is to get paid whatever the returns are. That's it. So I don't know, maybe 2% up to 8%, maybe 10% maybe per year on a good REIT. What is the potential on this side? I say, as a personal experience, you can get even up to 100% return on your 12-unit apartment building. Some of our students have done that. It took them 3 or 4 years, but they've done it. So you can't do that over here because over here you don't own the property. So you have your practical advantages here. You have your practical advantages there. Which one is for you? I don't know, but I did this for you so you can see what a REIT is and how it works. And then if you wanted to do your own investing, how it would work. All right, everyone, if you want to learn more about what we do for our students, go ahead and apply to our Protege program. But if you just want to read more on commercial real estate, I have a book I'll give to you. It's for free, no obligations. It's called Commercial Real Estate for Beginners. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today.